Edwin Snow was removed as Liberia's House Speaker Thursday by a majority vote during a meeting in a suburb of Liberia's capital. Parliament members cited Snow's meeting with Taiwanese officials last year, which they say threatened to undermine Liberia's relationship with China. They also said Snow had broken travel rules and was unfit to be Speaker. Snow has refused the dismissal and called for an investigation, saying the vote should have taken place in the House of Representatives building. Those who voted him out say the Parliament building is under repair, which is why they had to meet in another location. He also says he suspects members accepted bribes and believes President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, with whom he has had numerous disputes, is behind his ousting. Director of Press for the House, James Jensen, says Snow is preparing to take his complaints to the Supreme Court next week.
He will take this issue to the Supreme Court, and I'm told that some legal minds in our country are now preparing our legal documents to follow that process.
Jensen says he thinks opponents held the meeting away from the Capitol because they were trying to make it more difficult for members who might support Snow to attend. Journalist and political analyst David Targby says if the controversy drags on for long, it could stall the country's recovery after decades of civil war.
This would be a serious problem for the government, and that would also interfere with the regular functions of the legislature, because there are a lot of things the members of the legislature that have to do, most especially in the second year of the government.
Snow is a close ally of ex-president Charles Taylor, who is in The Hague awaiting trial for charges of war crimes. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。